Yesterday on this program, Randall's rant was about how he's done with all the dieting and working out, and he's going in for yoga. Reaction, swift.
Hey, Randall, why don't you quit whining about your goddamn weight and be a man and just be happy? You sound like a woman. Either lose the weight or don't lose the weight. Lord, do you think everybody just wants to hear about you crying like a little girl because you can't lose weight? Be a man. Except you're fat, you're lazy, and you'll never do anything about it.
I sound like a woman? Now, what does that mean?
But it's a sexist comment,
wow,
for sure.
I sound like a woman. Yeah. Wow.
What does a woman sound like?
Not like that guy. Or maybe.
You're disgusting.
What does a woman sound like? Good question. Wow. I sound like a woman. Do I sound like a woman? What's a woman sound like? I don't know.
I don't even know what he means there.
Me neither.
Haven't got a clue.
Like my wife is like wonderful. It's always, you know? Well, unlike some of the stories we hear from you, Doc. My microphone is on.
Oh, you know, I was going to tell you a story about my wife. It had to do with hockey.
What about?
We're in Florida, okay? And we're by the pool. And my wife tells stories, and God love her. Sometimes she forgets to give the context of what she's about to talk to. So for a few sentences, people are like, what are you talking about? So this guy, this big guy, walks into the pool area as we're sitting there, and he's wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs T-shirt.
Right.
Okay? And she likes to bug people in Maple Leafs T-shirts because we have a son-in-law who's a big Maple Leafs fan, and she'll say, like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be wearing that T-shirt or something, right?
A really big guy.
He's a big guy, right?
And you're not very big.
I'm not very big at all. This guy's like three times bigger than I am.
Oh, yeah, full of muscles.
So he walks in, and she looks at him, and we're in a foreign country, right? He doesn't know who we are or even what country we're from. And she says, hey, people like you can't come in here. And I'm like, what? Context, please. Give it some context.
There are lots of guns in the States,
hurry up.
And I'm like, Maple Leaf shirt, Maple Leaf shirt.
Did you run away?
You know, you can get right underneath those chaise lounges and they can't see you.
So that's what your wife sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. What does a woman sound like?
Yeah.
Your wife's a woman.
Context.
And why do we keep asking this question over and over?
I forget.
You forget?
Oh, because of this guy who called her.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Hey, he says I whine like a woman.
Uh-huh.
And we don't know what I don't understand that question.
You don't?
Not really.
So you think it's a good idea to turn that into a contest today?
I thought your idea was good that we...
My idea?
No,
I thought you challenged me to go for it.
Something like that. I think it is a good idea because this guy's, he's fat shaming me and he's insulting...
Women?
Women big time.
Yeah.
Like, by insulting me.
So
I guess there's a connection there somehow.
So do you want people to call in and fat shame you or sound like a woman?
This is what I want. Yes.
I think it would be a great education, especially for Doc to understand what a woman
sounds
like, because he's all over the road here. Every time he paraphrases or quotes his wife, the voice is different all the time.
You're not as stupid as you look.
That's right.
A good idea. That's really
so help me out here.
Yes, help
so
Doc
when I
out.
Imitate my
month,
wife
last month I'm, you know you said she sounded like this,
yeah, and you have a hard time understanding your wife. She embarrasses you a lot in public. so let's help Doc out.
So okay. Show me what a woman sounds like.
I love this 180 turn, man. This is awesome.
Doc and Woody every weekday morning 5:30 to 9. Shea 106.